This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to Debbins On Demand. I'm Debbins. Hope you're having a great day. This is the spot where you can get pretty much everything from my afternoon radio show on 98PXY in one location on the radio.com app. Have you gone to the dentist recently? The pandemic has not really been good for our teeth. 28% of people, 28% have skipped going to the dentist due to the pandemic, according to a survey. Dentists are wonderful people. They are. That being said, I am constantly looking for an excuse to not go to the dentist. I have gone in the past year. I have gone, but I didn't want to. You're wonderful. If you work in the dental industry, you are a wonderful person, I'm sure. But it doesn't matter how nice you are. All the poking and the prodding and the scraping, it's just not a pleasant experience. So I kind of get why people are like, yeah, I'm not going to go. And then there's the flossing question. I always feel like I have to lie to them. Don't you feel like you have to lie about how much you floss? They're always like, how much are you flossing? They never seem to be satisfied with the answer to. In the past, I was actually honest with them. And I told them, at that time at least, I was only flossing when something hurt. It was the truth. They didn't like that. They told me to start flossing twice a week. And I thought that was reasonable, so I started doing that. And then I went back the next time. They're like, how much are you flossing? I said, twice a week. They're like, okay, every day now. Every day? What happened to twice a week? I have this feeling that they'll just keep upping it every time I go there. Until eventually I'm flossing like every 15 minutes. I'll be flossing while I'm eating, in the shower, just on work calls, just flossing all the time. We've seen a lot of, this is a completely different topic now. I've vented enough about flossing. We've seen a ton of restaurants that have put mannequins at tables to enforce social distancing. I don't know if you've seen any of those stories. It's kind of weird looking, but this is a new one. A woman who owns a restaurant in Belgium says that she misses customers so much, she started serving drinks to her mannequins. So she's got the mannequins in her restaurant, but she's putting real drinks down for these mannequins. Doesn't that seem like a waste of drinks to you? Especially at a time when restaurants are struggling so much. Yeah, let's throw away money on these mannequins. They like alcohol. They'll drink it. Or is she drinking all the drinks the mannequins don't drink? Either way, it's probably not a great idea. A new survey asked people if they think Valentine's Day is, quote, a real holiday, or if we wouldn't celebrate it without pressure from commercial entities. Only about 28% of people thought it was real. And 57% say we only celebrate it because the corporations have tricked us into caring. You know, I Googled it. The actual origins of Valentine's Day are really rather bizarre and mysterious. They're not really agreed upon. I do encourage you to look it up. It's fascinating. There's some roots in an ancient Roman fertility festival that took place in February. That's according to history.com. So I believe that. A fertility festival does not sound PG-13 at all. You ever wonder if people are checking you out on a Zoom call? You ever have that feeling? You can't really tell where they're looking. You wonder, like, is it me? This girl on TikTok posted a hack to figure out who's looking at you. Just yawn. And then see who else yawns right after you, because yawns are contagious. If they yawn immediately after your yawn, it's very possible that they were looking right at you. Here's a good news story for you. A 70-year-old guy from the UK just finished rowing 3,000 miles across the Atlantic Ocean by himself. In the process, he raised over $1 million for dementia research, which is awesome. Don't you feel exhausted just hearing that, though? 3,000 miles rowing by yourself. First of all, that sounds lonely. And it took him 56 days in winter. I feel exhausted and cold reading about this story, but I think that's awesome. You can always get more good news stories, by the way, there's a lot of negative news, you know, all the time, right? If you want to get some good news in your news diet, 98pxy.com. There's good news stories posted for you every day. And today is National Pizza Day. Pizza being awesome is one of the few things I think almost everyone in our country can agree upon. We're all team pizza. Hope you have a great night. Another Debbins on Demand tomorrow afternoon, or I'm on the air 3 to 8 on 98pxy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.